All right, we're on the 4-week anniversary of the freaking I, Frankenstein Chronicles. So I've watched it for, I started on a Sunday, I'm ending on a Sunday. Not ending on a Sunday, it's still going. It's not over, man. But anyway, it's Sunday. So I was watching the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary thing, and that went on for like 1,000 years. And so by the time it was I, Frankenstein time, it was like freaking 11:40 at night, which was not my smartest move. I've done it before. I can do it again. The movie's, it's so quite short that really by the time I'm like really getting ready to go to sleep, it's almost halfway over. So it's not like terrible. So it was okay. And so, this time, so I was trying to, while I was watching it this time, get more like feedback from other people, seeing what other people thought about it, get more of a kind of general consensus on this movie, and then see if I can get any more information on like people's theories. I don't know why I thought there'd be like pages devoted to theories on this movie. No, but nobody saw this movie, and so there was like the occasional, I got a lot of reviews kind of saying the same thing, and it was nothing different. I mean, it was the same, like, there's no people in it, there's CGI, it's meh. And so I got this one site that was trying to figure out the soul thing, and not really concluding upon anything, so that didn't really help me. So I was trying, so this movie, I have not two theories, I have one theory, and one, parallel universe fan fiction in my brain plot. And so my theory is that he had a soul the whole time. So my theory, the movie is not, I don't think, well written enough to conclude that for sure either way, and so I can't quite tell you if that is correct, but my theory is that he had a soul day one, and that he always had a soul, because the only time you would, I mean, they say, like, a bunch of people say, like, oh, you don't have a soul, and so, like, they say it, but they don't prove it. The only thing that proves he doesn't have a soul is that he kills a gargoyle, and he does do that, but, so in the movie doesn't say this, but this is, like, lore from something, I don't know what, that says that if you are a gargoyle or something, that you can't kill something with a soul, and if you try to kill something with a soul, you yourself will be killed. And so if that's true, which they do not say, then my theory works that he had a soul the whole time. So I'd like to think he had always had a soul, and that she was wrong, like the queen was wrong, or something. So I think he didn't get a soul. I think he had a soul the whole time, which is not even going, this is going against the entire even director's cut, which says he grew a soul, which I think is stupid. So I don't want to think he grew a soul. If it grew a soul, I believe he grew a soul when he hit like the tube. There's a tube and that contains Carl, and he hits it and he falls down because he saved the human girl, which is probably actually when he gets a soul, but I'd like to think he always had one and that he didn't realize. It's like Pinocchio, that he's not a real boy, but he always had the potential to be a real boy or something. So that's my theory. My second thing is that I think that he should have gone the whole time. I think he should have gone with the demons. Like, the whole movie would have been 100 times better if he had originally gone with the demons and then had to then be converted from the gargoyle. So in the beginning of the movie, the demons attack him and almost take him, and then the gargoyles save him. And I think the movie would have been more interesting if he had been taken by the demons and been kind of seduced by them, because they do at the end of the movie kind of say like, oh, we'll give you everything you wanted, we're so awesome. And they could give him everything that he wanted. He wants companions, he wants to belong, he feels lonely, he doesn't like humans, neither do the demons. I think they have everything he could ever want, and so I think they should have had him be kind of seduced by the demons and like almost join them, and then the gargoyles, like, and recruit him somehow. Like, they try to get him. I don't know. They try to, like, get him. And then I think that makes more sense then. Because then he gets picked. But, like, he gets to choose. Like, he's not forced to hang out with the gargoyles. Because then he has to, like, fight against the gargoyles who are supposed to be the good guys. And then they have to, like, attack him. And it's, like, a whole... It's real confusing. Because there's nobody he, like, really supports. And nobody supports him. And nobody likes each other. And I think the demons and him have more in common. And I think it would have been better if he learns to not like them and wants to support the humans. The movie would have basically progressed exactly the same, I think. So... But I think it would have provided character development for everybody. So, in this one, I was watching it with that in mind. I was thinking, wouldn't this movie be better if the demons... He did a lot more interacting with the demons. And that they were like, we'll give you... It's like, he was being seduced by them. And he almost gets possessed. But the gargoyles, like, stop it or something. I don't know. I just think there was like 100 better ways to do it. So... None of which included what actually happened. So, that's my feeling on this. Yeah. So, writing-wise, my goal was 30,000 words this 4-day weekend. I think I'm at 27,000, which is not bad. I do have the rest of today. I'm actually done with all my work stuff already, which is great. So, that means I do have the rest of the day. I don't have to worry about that stuff, which is fantastic. So, I got that down. Yeah, so I'm still writing. I have done more with the Abby chapter. She's kind of talking about, like, why... Basically, a little bit more backstory about why she's doing this. Which is kind of, like, a little bit of, like, she hates him. A little bit of, like, she's a little bit crazy, but, like, she mostly hates him. And this is, like, her way of using him to get what she wants. Yeah. So that's where I'm at. So I didn't need to do, like, it's more just nothing's happening really. It's just more explaining it. And then, I'll kind of launch into something. I haven't plotted that out yet because I'm still getting, I don't want to plot her out too much if this feels weird. I don't want it to feel really weird. So I probably should reread what I've got so far and make sure this isn't, like, feeling. Because I did originally write her as incredibly lovely. And so I need to make sure this isn't, need to figure out, like, how much I need to fix from the beginning, and then if this feels too cliche and contrived, or if it feels okay, which I think it might feel okay, but it needs to be kind of polished a bit. Yeah, so also I'm trying to get, so I'm working on getting an agent for Dead Air, which I feel is so far the best, one I've got. So I'm working, so I had a query letter, and that's gone out, and it's gotten a couple nibbles, but it really hasn't gotten me very far so far, and I'd like to try again. So I'm working on getting my query letter polished a bit more to make sure it gets more traction. So yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. That's what this weekend has brought. So that's where I'm at. I'm up to 4 weeks, almost at a month of I, Frankenstein. I didn't feel the warm fuzzies like I usually do, which maybe I need another soundtrack day, because that makes me happy. So we'll see how it goes. Alright, so that's it for today. I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.